Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
We're going to read from Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The title of our message is The Almighty Jesus. He says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord Jesus. That's his name. That I am the Almighty. And he did not mix the words he gave to John the Apostle. He told him that I am that Almighty, because I've come to reveal to you who I am. That's why we have it in the book of Revelation. That is the revelation of Jesus Christ. He revealed himself to John as the Almighty God. That there is not another Almighty. That is why when we go to the same book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 22 in verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Are you hearing? He says, I, Jesus, sent my angel to testify all these things, which was passed on to John to the churches. See verse 20 of the Revelation 22. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. That the one who gave all this testimony to his angel, who spoke all these words, is Jesus. And so when he says, I am he that is, was, and is to come, the Almighty God, he said that Almighty God is Jesus Christ. See what he said to Abraham. Genesis chapter 17. And here, the perfect word of God. Genesis chapter 17. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 8. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thou shalt be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, and I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, or the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Amen. He said the Lord appeared to Abraham when he was 99 years old. And he said to him, I am the Almighty God. walk before me and be thou perfect. That if you continue in this walk, you will know me. You have a perfect knowledge of me. You come to the knowledge of the true God, the true Almighty, that says and it comes to pass, that talk and his word must be fulfilled. He said, you will know me. And that this is what I'm going to do. He told him. And then he said that he is that God of Abraham. The God that Abraham came to. Jesus says that he is that Almighty, was given to the revelation to John. That God you have heard of that appeared to Abraham when he was 99 years old. And Jesus said, I am that Almighty God. I am that one that spoke to Abraham, who the God of the Holy Scriptures. And therefore, he says, he is the one testifying all these words from Genesis to Revelation. That he that testifieth all these words is Jesus. That his name is Jesus. And that he is the Almighty Jesus. And that all that spirit, as we have heard, that every scripture came by the Holy Spirit. Now the scripture says the Lord Jesus is that spirit. That the name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus, that reveals himself through the scriptures, that all scriptures came by the inspiration of God, that God is Jesus, not another. And that is the message God wants us to believe. That is the truth he wants us to believe. You know, he came to his own, the very descendant, the seed of Abraham, and he came to them. And he told them this truth. Go with me to John chapter 8. And hear what the Almighty Jesus said to the Jews that he gave his word to. John chapter 8. Reading from verse 56 to 59. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus healed himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. That's why his scripture says that he came to his own. His own did not receive him. They took stone to stone him because he told them that before Abraham, he has been the Ancient of Days. He was. And that he has always been the Almighty God. He did not become the Almighty God in the days of Abraham. Say, he only revealed himself to Abraham when he was 99 years old as the Almighty God. And he made a promise to Abraham that the whole world shall be blessed by this truth, that the God of the scripture, seeing that even the Gentiles shall be justified through the revelation, through the knowledge of this Almighty God, preach the Almighty God to Abraham. Preach the scripture to him. That the scripture is that Almighty God, his words, will surely come to pass. That before Abraham, that's why John said, in the beginning was the word. What word? The Holy Scriptures in the Bible. Where was he? He was with God. Who was he? He was God. And so he said, before Abraham, they did not know that he's referring to the God of the scriptures. That it is God of the scriptures, that without controversy, great is the mystery of the God of the Holy Scriptures. That this God of the Holy Scripture was manifest as a human being. And that he came preaching the word, his word. So when he told the people that before Abraham was, I am. He was saying to them, before Abraham was the word. And then they took stone to stone him, that I am the word of God, he was saying to them. That this word of God is the God of Abraham, The God Abraham believed, he rejoiced to see the day that he will stand on this earth, this day that he is going to come and appear to many. Abraham saw and he believed because he told him, and that the days are coming when the God of the Holy Scripture shall take over the whole world. He shall rule all nations. He said, you shall also rejoice that the days are coming, that this Bible shall be seen as the Almighty Jesus, the Son of the Holy Spirit, that liveth and abideth forever. It says that Abraham believed. That's why he rejoiced. That if we also have the same spirit of faith, we will believe. That it is he that is and was and is to come. That there's no other one coming except the scriptures. That is what the scripture says that shall come to pass in this whole world. And so he said he preached it to Abraham. He appeared to Abraham at this age, the scripture says, when he was 99 years old. And see what he did, not only to Abraham, to Isaac. Go to Genesis chapter 26. I see that this Almighty God also appeared to the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, his son of Abraham, the son of Abraham. Genesis chapter 26. Reading from verse 1, read it to verse 5. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. He came to the son of Abraham, Isaac. He says, I am the God of Abraham. I'm the one that told these words to Abraham. He now made an oath to Isaac, repeated the same word, that don't move, don't go to Egypt, stay here. I will bless you as I promised Abraham. And the reason is because Abraham believed my word, believed the testimony, and he passed it on to Isaac. So he confirmed the same to Isaac. Isaac had heard of it from Abraham, his father. Now the Lord God Almighty himself spoke to Isaac. The same words. He repeated the same words. See Genesis chapter 35. And hear what he said to the son of Isaac, Jacob. Reading from verse 9 to verse 12. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Hallelujah. Repeating the same thing to Jacob. What he told Abraham, he swore to Isaac, he confirmed the same to Jacob. Who? He says, I am the Lord God Almighty. My words will come to pass. This is what I told Abraham. And the same I said to Isaac, and I'm saying the same to Jacob. It's the same word that is speaking to us today. that he is the Almighty God. Talking from the pages of the Bible, his words must come to pass, that we should not look for another Almighty. And someone will say, where is that Almighty? He says, I am the Almighty God. That God is a spirit. You can't see him. He said, but the words that spirit spoke, they are spirit and they are alive. That the way to come to this Almighty is to come to the Almighty through his word, through the scriptures. And so he's saying to us that it is the Almighty Jesus that is talking to us today, that he is the word of God. There is not another Almighty. See what he said to Moses, his servant, in Exodus chapter 3. Hear what the Almighty Jesus said. Exodus chapter 3, reading from verse 13 to 15. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Verse 15. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord of God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Amen. He says, I am that Lord God Almighty that appeared to Abraham. I am that Almighty Jesus that appeared to Isaac. I am the Lord God Almighty that appeared to Jacob, your father, when I changed his name to Israel. So I am the God, that God. I am the Almighty God. That's my name forever. That's why his name forever is the Almighty Jesus. It is today he came to reveal to us that he is that Almighty. That he came to bring us to himself. And so that we will know him, the only true God and Jesus whom he has sent. That this is his plan to save our soul. So that we will know him and not turn to another. That it is this one God that is almighty. There is not another greater than him. He is higher than the highest, greater than the greatest. He is the almighty word of God. That says and speak, it must be done. That by this word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them. He commanded and he stood fast. He said, that is the God of Abraham, the one that spoke to him. And every word he spoke, we have in the Bible today, what he told Abraham. That is why I say Abraham, he came to Abraham when he was 99 years old. Though we were not there, we have it to read. We are reading it in the Bible today. We are hearing the same word that Abraham had when he said, I am the Almighty. Walk thou before me, be thou perfect. He says, I am the Almighty, perfect scriptures. That is why he says, whosoever cometh to these scriptures, to this word of God, to this perfect law of liberty, and continue in him, he is not a forgetful hearer like Abraham. He has not forgotten. He is doing what God says. If you continue in this Almighty Jesus, then the word of God, the Holy Scripture is that Almighty. He says, we look unto him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Is there anyone who walked away is a forgetful hearer? He is blind. He does not see. That it is this God we are looking at. He said, if you keep looking unto him, he told Abraham, he said, you will become perfect. You will not be looking for another God. You will not listen to another God. You will be hearing this good shepherd, the shepherd and bishop of our soul, the savior of the whole world, is this Bible and this Bible alone. And so he says, I am. And that's why he spoke this to the psalmist. The Psalm of David in Psalm 105, hear what he said. The spirit of the scripture speaking in the man David says this. Psalm 105, reading from verse 8. And then we read it to verse 11. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. What did he remember? His word. So that's the covenant he told Abraham, stick to it. His word. He commanded to 1,000 generations. Verse 9 of Psalm 105. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Became a law. The scriptures in Israel, in the days of Moses. Saying in verse 11, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the Lord of your inheritance. He said that seed of Abraham is the scripture, that covenant God made with Abraham. Which he said, by this covenant, the whole world shall be blessed. That this covenant, this seed shall rule from one end of the earth to another. Abraham saw it by faith, and he believed, and he rejoiced. He said, you can also rejoice to see that this God is the true God. Today, tomorrow, forever. He cannot be changed, cannot be replaced. He is the Almighty Jesus. Now he said, if this Almighty Jesus become the Almighty you know, he said, you shall be saved and delivered from every falsehood, from all liars, from every confusion. He says, I am. There is not another. He is not two, certainly not three. One Jesus. He is that Holy Spirit of the Holy Bible. He says he confirmed the same to Jacob. He gave the word to Abraham. He says, I am the Almighty. Then as an oath to Isaac, then confirmed it to Jacob. And then it became the law in Israel. Everlasting law cannot be removed. The constitution of the whole world. And he says, by thee. By who? By this word of God. Shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now they are looking for this Jesus. That is confusion. Abraham was not looking for Jesus. How can he? That is why he said, Abraham saw my days. Now only his descendants were looking for Jesus. They took stone. They saw Jesus, the Almighty Jesus. They took stone to stone him. He said, Abraham did not do this. You said you are children of Abraham. Abraham didn't seek to kill me. He received my testimony. When I said to him, the Almighty, Abraham didn't say, get away. No, he believed. And everyone that would do so shall be blessed. See that in Galatians chapter 3, reading from verse 6 to 9. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Say the true descendant of Abraham are those who believe, who have the faith of Abraham, not the biological, not those ones that took stone to be stoning him. He says the connection is the spirit of faith in this God of the Holy Scriptures. That is how to become a child of God, that we become children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. When we believe, then we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. When we believe what? When we believe that the word of God, the word we read in the Bible is the very word of the Holy Spirit. Is that word that came to Abraham. Is that word that came to Isaac. The same word that came to Jacob, came to Moses and all his prophets. He says, if we do so, we are blessed as the faithful Abraham. as the one and only one blesser that he is, the seed of Abraham. Look at it in verse 16 of Galatians 3. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. It says that seed of God, which came to Abraham, that word of God. It is that word that says, I am the Almighty, that we should listen to him. He is talking today. As he was in the days of Abraham, that's why he say, I'm he that is. So I am today and will be the one to come. Can never be changed. There is no substitute for me. There is not another God. I don't know of any. See what he said to the prophet, his prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 43, chapter 43 of Isaiah. Hear what the Almighty Jesus said to his servant Isaiah. Reading verse 9 of Isaiah 43. And then we read it to verse 12. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and have shown when there was no strength God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Amen. That he is God. You know, that's what is remaining, to believe that he is God. That anyone that comes to this God must believe that he is God. That without that faith, it is impossible to please him. That whosoever comes to the gospel, to the God of the scriptures, must believe that he is God, the Lord. He said, I don't know of any other God. See chapter 44 of Isaiah the prophet in verse 6 to 8 of it. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid, for have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it. Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. You hear that? He says he doesn't know any. Who says so? The scriptures. That cannot lie. He said, I don't know any other God. I am God. That's a straightforward introduction. Why is he saying so to us? So that we don't get confused or get lost. That it is God we are listening to, talking to us in the Bible. He says, I don't know of any other God. What does he want us to do? To believe on him. And that if we believe that he is that Lord God Almighty, say we shall be saved. That with the heart, man believe this God. With the mouth, confession is made. That if you believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus is the Lord Almighty, that God Almighty, and confess him so, he said, you shall be saved. See Isaiah 45. I hear more. Isaiah chapter 45, reading verse 22. To verse 25, Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory, shall rejoice. He said in the Lord. That's why he said, let him that glory or rejoice, not rejoice because he is strong or rich. Let him that rejoice, rejoice that he knows me, that I am the Lord God Almighty. The Almighty who? The Almighty Jesus. Scripture confirm himself. And that's why what Isaiah spoke of is what St. Paul is telling us of in Philippians as a final scripture. Philippians chapter 2. And here the confirmation of the scriptures by the scriptures. Not another. So we have a more sure word of prophecy that you do where you take heed to the scriptures. As that day star and the morning star, the root of David. This is where David grew out from. Philippians chapter 2, we read verse 9 to 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Look at it. He said, look unto me and be ye saved. Some people know all the ends of the earth, everybody. Now he said, that person we have to look on is Jesus. That wherefore God has highly exalted the scriptures and given him his name. What name? The name of Jesus. That every knee shall bow to this word that came from the Holy Spirit. Who exalted him? The Holy Spirit. Who raised Jesus from the dead? The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of the Scriptures. And says every tongue should confess that he is Jesus. The Lord God Almighty. That's all that's remaining. He said with that confession you shall be saved. That with the heart we believe to be righteous before God. Then with the mouth we confess to be saved. That is salvation. You believe on who? On the God of the Holy Scripture that says, I am he. Beside me there is no other God. I am that God of Abraham. Who? The Holy Bible. I am that God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. Do you know the Bible is the God of Abraham? God wants us to know. That the God of Abraham, whom Abraham worship, is the Bible, the Word of God. The God that Isaac worship is the Word of God. The God that Jacob turned to, that mighty God of Jacob, is this Holy Bible. He said, let him be your God as practicing, no, to be believed. First and foremost, he said, we should believe on him whom God has sent. That God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That he came to wipe out sin from us, ignorance, so that we will know him, the only true God. Then it will come to pass that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That until this day, when these scriptures are read, say there's a veil in the human heart. There is a blindness in the mind. But that when we turn to the scriptures, the veil is taken away. That the scriptures is that spirit. And then where the Spirit is, there is liberty. That we all, with this open understanding, the apostle says, we behold him as in a mirror, as in a glass. We are changed from glory to glory to him. We see him more and more until this daylight and this day dawn arises in our heart. Until Christ be formed in you, the truth of Jesus. He says, my flesh is meat indeed, My blood is drinking deed, except a man is this truth of the Bible. That this Bible is the Almighty Jesus. And that his blood is drinking deed, that we are made to drink by the Spirit of the Scripture into this one body of the Holy Bible. We all that is baptized into him, we put him on. We are in our heart. Then he reports in our tongue. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Then we now preach the word, as he said, that if my Spirit come upon you, the Spirit of the Scripture come upon you, we say, you'll be a witness unto me. You will be witnessing me. Say, you are my witnesses, said the Lord. Show me anyone who says and it comes to pass. You see, I declare the end from the beginning, that what he says is coming to pass. Who? The words of God in the Holy Scriptures. He says, I am he that is, who I am that God Almighty. I am he that was God Almighty before Abraham. I am he also that will be Almighty forever, the world without end. The Almighty Jesus, they say, read it very well. Read the Bible so that you will know who's coming. That Abraham saw that the Scripture is coming. He rejoiced. If you see the Bible is coming, he said, you will rejoice because you see him. They say, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, made a human being, crowned with glory and power. He is sitting on the throne. What throne? The throne of this Holy Bible. And he will rule forever. Amen. Unremovable. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.